Can you please talk about qualities one would experience in different jhana states, not just joy, rapture, happiness, but physical sensations and other identifiable qualities? I'm not sure if I have experienced past the first jhana and would like to know. Thank you for your kindness. I think one of the qualities that is helpful to pay attention to is just the stability, ease, and kind of a shedding. And it's as the mind becomes more peaceful and settled, then it just sheds more and is more steady and clear within itself. And now, I trained with Ajahn Chah, and he didn't really put a lot of emphasis on being able to identify, you know, every state and what its name was and what its number was, but to be able to pay attention to how to be present with peaceful mind and how to allow that to be a force for settling and clarifying the heart. And so that's the more still internally we are. There's also a clarity, but also, as we're talking, like a malleability. The mind doesn't become rigid. It becomes soft and clear. But not soft in terms of wishy-washy soft, but soft in the sense that it can easily adapt itself. It isn't easily shaken. So those are qualities to pay attention to and to nurture.